Shalom Aleichem and Shavua Tov. Today, Mishneh Yomi begins chapter 14, the last perek in Zivachim. Mishneh Aleph, Parat Chatat, the cow Chatat. Now, this is also the Para Aduma, the red heifer. And the Torah itself in Bamidbar chapter 19 calls the red heifer a Chatat. And the Para Aduma, the red heifer, is special because it's not really an offering. It's not brought inside the temple, but it's absolutely necessary to purify people who had contact with a cemetery or a dead body so they can enter the temple and partake in the offerings. And the Para Aduma, the red heifer, was slaughtered and burned typically on Har HaZeitim, on the Mount of Olives, in a special place that was opposite the entrance, the gateway into the temple, so you could really see into the temple from the pit where they would burn the Para Aduma. Though the very first Para Aduma was prepared by Moshe in the Midbar, not in the Mishkan, not in the tabernacle complex, but outside. And the next eight were brought opposite the temple on Har HaZeitim, Har HaZeitim, the Mount of Olives. And the ashes from that first Para Aduma of Moshe actually lasted the entire first Beit HaMikdash, the first temple era. The second Para Aduma was brought by Ezra, and then there were seven more needed during the second temple era. And that's up to nine. Number 10, according to the Rambam in Hilchot Para Aduma, chapter 3, Ha'asirit, number 10, Ya'aseh HaMelech HaMashiach, will be brought under the auspices and leadership of our King, the Mashiach, Mehera Yegale. He should speedily be revealed. Amen, Keni Ratzon. Amen, may it be Hashem's will. And if you're familiar with the Rambam, who usually is bringing very much halacha yavesha, very much direct halacha, this is a very amazing and powerful statement of Emunah in the Mashiach and in the process of rebuilding the temple and re-inaugurating our ritual service and purification. Obviously, we'll need the Para Aduma, the red heifer, for that. Anyway, back to our Mishnah, Parat Chatat, a red heifer, Shesrofa, they burned her, Chutz Megita, outside of the normal place, not in that pit on Har HaZeitim, Har HaZeisim, Vechen, and also Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat that is sent out on Yom Kippur, the goat that's sent outside of Yerushalayim into the wilderness and then thrown off the cliff. Shehi Krivo Vachutz, if they brought one of these animals outside the temple, Pater, there's no liability for Shchutei Chutz or Halah Bachutz. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra chapter 14, Ve'el Petach Ochel Moed, to the opening of the tent of meeting, Lo Heviu, he didn't bring the offering as he's supposed to do. So that's when there's a problem where someone could be Chayev Karet or Chayev a Karban Hatat for bringing an offering or slaughtering an offering outside if they didn't bring it to the doorway of the tent of meeting, which refers to the doorway of the Mishkan, which is in the Chatzer, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, then later in the courtyard of the temple. So anything that's slaughtered or brought outside of the courtyard that should have been in there, that's when there's liability. So the Mishnah explains, Kol she'eino ra'ui, something that was never appropriate, lavo al petach ochel moed, to come into the courtyard of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, and later of the temple, ein chayavin alav. There's no liability for slaughtering it outside. Obviously, it's a big problem to slaughter the Para Aduma because they're extremely rare and expensive. So it should really be done in the correct place according to the rituals that we'll learn about in Masechet Parah, and there was Seir Mishtaleach. Also, we discussed in Yuma that throwing it off the cliff was the Shechita. It did not need a separate Shechita. But because these two animals do not come inside the temple as an offering, there's no liability for slaughtering them outside the temple. Just a bad idea. On to Mishnah Bet. Harovea, an animal that was in a immoral act with a person, a nirba, an animal that a man performed a moral act with it, hamuksa, an animal set aside to serve idols with, hanevon, an animal that was worshipped as an idol, etnan, an animal that was used to pay a harlot's wage, hamechir, an animal that was traded for a dog, hakilayim, a mixed breed animal, it's half a sheep, half a goat, hatrefa, an animal with a pre-existing medical condition or injury that would make it die within 12 months, a yotze dofin, a cesarean section animal, Shehikrivan Bachutz, if any of these were offered outside the temple, Pater. Again, the offerer is not liable for Shchutei Chutz or Halah Bachutz. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, and it's the same Pasuk, Vayikra chapter 17, verse 4, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. It has to go in front of the Mishkan, the tabernacle of Hashem. So the Mishnah elaborates, Kol She'eino Ro'i, something that was never appropriate, Lavo, to come, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, into the courtyard of the temple, the tabernacle, Ein chayavin alav. He's not chayav for shchut ehutz. And these animals, even if they were originally designated as a korban and then got a problem later, one of them in this list, they are not eligible to be an offering anymore. Now the Mishnah notes another possible issue, balei mumin, an animal with a blemish. Bein balei mumin kvuin, whether that's a blemish that is permanent, bein balei mumin ovrim, or it's a blemish that's temporary that could be healed. Shechikrivan b'chutz, that he offered it up outside the temple, potter, he is not liable because after all this animal could not be an offering right now. Rabbi Shimon disagrees in part. He says, balei mumin kvuin, a permanent blemish on an animal, potter. He is not liable for shchut echutz, chalab echutz, because it was never meant to be an offering. Bali mum in ovrin, a temporary mum that would get better, ovrin below tase. So he has violated a negative commandment. He could get lashes. He's violated a biblical commandment, but he does not get karet or bring a chatat if this was done by accident. Now the Mishnah notes there's a similar dispute by the birds. Turim, a tur is a turtle dove, shelo higia zmanan, that its time has not yet arrived. So a turtle dove in the first year is too young to be a korban. They're not eligible to be an offering until they're 1 year old. Uvnei yona, and the sons of pigeons, the juvenile pigeons, she'avar zmanan, that they're older than a year old and they're only eligible in their first year of life, she'hekrivan b'chutz, and they're, you know, then he brought them outside the temple, potter, since they were not in their time limit, in their maturity level to be valid as an offering. Rabbi Shimon says, b'nei yona she'avar zmanan, potter. He says, yes, by the pigeons that are aged out of being eligible to be an offering, then he's potter, because their time's up. But turin, shalohi giyazmanon, these turtle doves that are not yet old enough, below tase, he's transgressed a biblical negative commandment, and could get lashes on that. A similar case, again, oto ve'et beno, this animal and her offspring. So this refers to the prohibition of slaughtering a mother and a child animal on the same day, whether that's to eat or whether that's in the temple as an offering. Umuchusar zman, an animal that's not yet old enough. Animal has to be 8 days old. It has to have kept a Shabbos and lived 8 days before it's eligible to be an offering. Potter. So he would be potter because these animals should not have been offered on that day. You gotta wait. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon again says, Horeze belotase. He's transgressed a biblical law, a lotase commandment. He could get malkut. Shahai Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon would tell us, Kolshu roi levo lachar zman, any animal that could become an offering later on, for example, tomorrow for oto et beno, or once the mum is healed, or once it's reached the proper age, Horeze belotase v'ein bo karet. He has transgressed a law of a negative commandment, but does not get karet if done on purpose, or chatat offering if done by accident, the shchut echutz or the offering of bechutz. V'chamim omrim, but the other sages say, kol she'ein bo karet, anytime there's not a punishment of karet, ein bo below tase. There's also no tase. It's either fully exempt or fully liable, no middle ground. Yishar kochachem, have a great week.